Depending on what our research data tell us for a given behavior, we may begin, in preparation, to encourage use of more behavioral processes of change, such as counter-conditioning. This process of change involves using substitutes. As a counselor, you can help clients identify problematic beliefs and behaviors, and then problem-solve to come up with positive alternatives. For example, instead of thinking, "Changing isn't worth it," think, "Changing my behavior is worth it for my children's sake." Instead of thinking, "I don't have what it takes to change right now," think, "There are people who can help me." Instead of smoking after dinner, go for a walk. Instead of skipping exercise when it's cold or rainy outside, find an indoor activity. What other ways could you, or do you, encourage the process of counter-conditioning with clients? Here are some key phrases and questions that can help you work with clients to find healthy substitutes. Notice the open-ended questions.